We're talking now with Jim Wiesmeyer from Inform Economics. And Jim, we're continuing to see a lot of talk about implementation, but boy, we're just the details seem to be more and more lending themselves to it's going to be a long time.
It will be a long time. And for such a relatively complex farm bill with some new programs, not only stacks for cotton, but also the supplemental coverage option and some other key decisions. I was told that when USDA recently held their internal meeting on farm bill implementation, they identified over 600 decision, making, topics and, government. That's later rather than sooner.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably just the tip of the iceberg almost.
Yes, and I think that's why the Ag Secretary Vilsack said that sign up for the farmer safety nets could go into 2015. If that's not a farmer friendly sign up, I've never seen one, because farmers will be able to monitor the price situation throughout the maybe even half of the marketing year for the 2014 crop, definitely for wheat. And they'll know the production out of the 2014 crop. We would have had August, September, and October crop production reports. So, but I think that that's practical, actually, because the rules and regulations people at USDA, it just takes a long time. Then you go out for public comment, and then they have to go back and issue a final rule. So, yeah, we're seeing the implementation phase. I've said over my career, almost as important of what's in a farm bill is how it's implemented by whomever is at USDA.
Did it surprise you that Congress kind of handed off several key decisions to USDA, including the actively engaged language?
The actively engaged, I would have thought that the opponents of what Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, wanted, he wanted a very insular, maybe one, actively engaged. I would have thought that the production agriculture people, including the chairman and the ranking, would have wanted to get that definition down pat. But as is so popular in Congress, when they take a sensitive issue and cannot get an agreement, they punt it. They study it and they punt it. Now, I don't know when Vilsack will issue that proposed rule, but history shows when Bush was president, USDA tried to actively engage on the definition, and they just threw up their hands. So that's going to be an interesting one to watch out, laced with the regional issues, and do you get the big is bad sort of argument coming in? But I just do hope that they know the regional differences in how many farmers are involved in an operation, such as the Mid-South and Delta.
Within the final days of the negotiations, it seemed like that we were hearing that these animal issues were one of those things that were decided pretty well at the last minute. There were some very unhappy livestock groups. I've heard, I don't think I've ever heard, the lobbyists, folks like NCBA, make the comments they did regarding Mrs. Stabenow. What happened there, you think?
Well, I would point the finger right back at the meat industry groups. They fractured near the end, and in any major omnibus bill, and the farm bill is one of them, you better hold together. They had some aberrations within their industry, maybe not at the association level, but within their individual members, of which I will not name them. But once that was evident, they lost everything. They did not get any change on country of origin labeling. They didn't get the Iowa lawmaker amendment, and I heard he was unwilling to give. So that's the my way or the highway.
Representative King.
Yeah, the King Amendment. Then you had the poultry marketing agreement. They struck out, and this is a classic case where the meat industry better get its act together and stay cohesive. So again, rather than complain against a congresswoman or a congressman, They should look inward because they did not have their act together at the end.
Anything you think really happened? Mr. Lucas says that he had enough House members that wanted to do something. He thinks that they'll at least look at it in the committee.
Yeah, well, I'd have to take it through. The King Amendment was, I don't think, ever going to be part of that farm bill. You had constitutional issues, and I think realistic ones, plus the vast majority of Democrats were against it. So that was early on, I think, a non-issue to me. I didn't write that much about it because I didn't think it was going anywhere, and it didn't. The country of origin labeling could have gone somewhere, but then you had, first it was going to be repeal, and then you had NFU and RCAF just come unglued, which again was no surprise. Then we went in through the issues of whether you have a modified North American label, and that's where I understand some in the meat industry disagreed. Some preferred it, others did not, and such a degree then that I think some lawmakers said, well, what the heck, let's see what the WTO is going to rule in March or April on the latest, Canadian and Mexican challenge, and then we can always go back and open it up. And that's frankly what Chairwoman, Stabenow indicated, that, they would just have to come back and do that. So there wasn't a really initial target that they had to do something. And when Congress does not have to do something, they'll usually punt, and they punted on several of the meat issues.
Beyond Farm Bill, this group that you'll be speaking to this afternoon, their national group that they are affiliated with, obviously very interested in EPA, regulatory issues. It seems like, boy, we're really starting to see things crank up there within the agencies.
Yeah, I'll say in my presentation that, frankly, I hope I'm wrong on this prediction, but I think at the end of Obama's second term, he'll be known as the regulatory president. They are uncorking, and you have a very aggressive EPA administrator in Gina McCarthy. Not only is she an articulate spokesman, she's politically savvy. She's funny when she has to be. She's from Boston, but yet she's not losing her sight on what she wants to do, and that's the regulatory route. So I would be on guard in the agricultural community.
Only way to slow that down is maybe if the Republicans take the Senate?
Or the power of the purse. Okay. Yeah, and you increase that if the Republicans take the Senate, and boy, it's going to be very, very close from what we know now. But you could still have, even on the House side, which I think easily will retain Republican control. I only see single-digit gains from either political party, and then the Democrats need a net gain of 17 seats. They aren't going to get it. But you can get the power of the purse, and there's a number of Republican and Democrat farm state lawmakers who, if EPA gets too aggressive, they'll band together. That's the good bipartisanship sometimes in the foreign policy and the ag regulatory arena. They've done it in the past, and they'll do it again.
Last question regarding the TPP. We've got some ag groups, pork, beef, wheat. Interesting set of groups there railing against the Japanese.
Well, rather than rail against the Japanese, they better rail against the majority leader, Harry Reid, who said don't bring the fast track up or trade promotion authority because he doesn't want to pass it. You had Nancy Pelosi, the ranking on the Democratic side on the House, said not at this time. President Obama, much to his credit, brought up the need for new trade agreements in his State of the Union address. But of the around 7,630 words in that address, this is the value of Google that makes it easy. He only used 56 words on trade. So I don't think the focus is going to be there. Japan is giving more than what many of us old-timers thought that they would. I wouldn't press too hard, but I understand where the MPPC is coming from. But before putting lines in the sand, I would let it breathe a little bit. I wouldn't issue any "we will not support" at this stage, because it won't be brought up anytime soon, because when you, again, have the majority leader saying he's not going to bring it up, where's the impetus of this thing? I think it's needed. I think TPP is a good agreement, but we don't know the final results. But, Japan will bide their time, because they don't want to negotiate too much if they don't think the American Congress is going to give the president an up or down vote. They're afraid, and I do not blame them, of Congress changing this amendment. So you're caught in kind of a warp here on trade policy.